ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 14 आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ एंटाइटल्ड एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे विल रीड 8। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। यावत् भ्रियेत जठरम् तावत् स्वत्वं हि देहिनाम् अधिकं योऽभिमन्येत स्वस्तेनो दण्डमर्हति। यावत् भ्रियेत जठरम् तावत् स्वत्वं हि देहिनाम् अधिकं योऽभिमन्येत स्वस्तेनो दण्डमर्हति। यावत् भ्रियेत जठरम् तावत् स्वत्वं हि देहिनाम् अधिकं योऽभिमन्येत स्वस्तेनो दण्डमर्हति। यावत् एज मच एज व्रियेत मे बी फील्ड जठरम द स्टोमक तावत् दैट मच स्वत्वम प्रोप्राइटरशिप हे इंडीड देहिनाम ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज अधिकम मोर देन दैट यह एनी वन हु अभिमन्येता मे एक्सेप्ट सह हि स्तेन ये थीप दंडम पनिशमेंट अर्हति डिजर्व्स। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। वन मे क्लेम प्रोप्राइटरशिप टू एज मच वेल्थ एज रिक्वायर्ड टू मेंटेन बॉडी एंड सोल टुगेदर बट वन हु डिजायर्स प्रोप्राइटरशिप ओवर मोर देन दैट मस्ट बी कंसिडर्ड ए थीप एंड ही डिजर्व टू बी पनिश्ड बाय द लॉज ऑफ नेचर। पर्पल By God's favor, we sometimes get large quantity of food grain or suddenly received some contribution or unexpected profit in business. In this way, we may get more money than needed. So how should that be spent? There is no need to accumulate money in the bank merely to increase one's bank balance. Such a mentality is described in Bhagavad Gita 16:13 as asuric demoniac. Idam adya maya labdham इमं प्राप्से मनोरथम इदम अस्ति दिदम अपि मे भविष्यन्ति पुनर्धनम. द डिमोनियक पर्सन थिंक्स सो मच वेल्थ डू आई हैव टुडे एंड आई विल गेन मोर अकॉर्डिंग टू माई स्कीम्स. सो मच इज माइन नाउ एंड इट विल इनक्रीज इन द फ्यूचर मोर एंड मोर. द असुर इज कंसर्न विथ हाउ मच वेल्थ ही हैज इन द बैंक टूडे एंड हाउ इट विल इनक्रीज टूमोरो. बट अनरिस्ट्रिक्टेड एक्युमुलेशन ऑफ वेल्थ इज नॉट परमिटेड इधर बाई द शास्त्रज और इन द मॉडर्न एज बाई द गवर्नमेंट. एक्चुअली इफ वन हैज मोर देन वन रिक्वायर्स फॉर हिज नेसेसिटीज द एक्स्ट्रा मनी शुड बी स्पेंड फॉर कृष्ण अकॉर्डिंग टू वैदिक सिविलाइजेशन. It should all be given to Krishna consciousness movement as ordered by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9:27. Yat karosi yadasnasi yat juhosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusva madarpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerity that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Grihastha should spend extra money only for the Krishna consciousness movement. The Grihastha should give contribution for constructing temple of the Supreme Lord and for preaching of Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Krishna consciousness all over the world. Sriman Bhagavato Bhikshanam Avatar Kathamritam. In the Shastra, the Puranas and other Vedic literature, there are so many narrations describing the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everyone should hear them again and again. For example, even if we read the entire Bhagavad Gita every day, all 18 chapters, in each reading we shall find a new explanation. That is the nature of transcendental literature. The Krishna consciousness movement therefore affords one an opportunity to spend his extra earning for the benefit of all human society by expanding Krishna consciousness. In India, especially, we see hundreds and thousands of temples that were constructed by the wealthy men of society who did not want to be called thieves and be punished. This verse is very important. As stated here, one who accumulates more money than needed is a thief, and by the laws of the nature he will be punished. One who acquires more money than necessary becomes desirous of enjoying material comforts more and more. Materialists are inventing so many artificial necessities, and those who have money, being allured by such artificial necessities, try to accumulate money to possess more and more. This is the idea of modern economic development. Everyone is engaged in earning money, and the money is kept in the bank, which then offers money to the public. In this cycle of activities, everyone is engaged in getting more and more money, and therefore the ideal goal of human life is being lost. concisely, it may be said that everyone is Everyone is a thief and is liable to be punished. Punishment by the laws of nature take place in the cycle of birth and death. No one dies fully satisfied by the fulfillment of material desires, for that is not possible. Therefore, at the time of one's death, one is very sorry, being unable to fulfill his desires. By the laws of nature, one is then offered another body to fulfill his unsatisfied desires, and upon taking birth again, accepting another material body, one voluntarily accepts the threefold misery of life. Javat Vriyet Jatharam Tavat Sattvam Hidehinam Adhikam Yovhimanneta Sasteno Dandam Arhati. This verse is also in the same continuation of the same subject matter. Naradji in the Rajasuya Sabha in Hastinapur or Indraprastha, giving instruction to Yudhishthir Maharaj. We have heard previous chapter describe that a characteristics of a perfect person, highly elevated spiritually person, and then in the beginning of this chapter, Yudhishthir Maharaj has inquired. He inquires about the occupational duty or kartavya of a grihastha. Yudhishthira Maharaj has inquired just in the beginning, grihastha etam padvim vidhinam yena chanjasa. He inquires that a grihastha who is living in his house, how he can get highest spiritual perfectional stage by residing, living in house, in household life. This was his inquiry. He wanted to know that how a grihastha, usually a grihastha is not aware with the goal of life, is ignorant about the goal of life. So how a grihastha can obtain perfectional stage or mukti or liberation. And then Naradji gives answer of this question. This whole chapter describes the duty of a grihastha, occupational duty of a grihastha. So Naradji started that grihastha etam padmi vidhina. Naradji described that for a grihastha must act to earn his livelihood, occupation, livelihood. Yes. He should not be inactive, he must be very much active while he is living in the house, in the household life. First of all, he must be active, he must act to earn his livelihood. A grihastha is not supposed to accept contribution or donation. He should earn his own livelihood by his own work. And then Naradji also instructed that while earning, when he earns, the result should be offered to Krishna. He should be very much active to earn his livelihood. And instead of enjoying the result of his activity, his work, he should offer result of activity, result of his work to Krishna. Vasudev arpanam. Naradji has used this word, Vasudev arpan. Everything, all the result should be offered, dedicated in the lotus feet of Krishna. So one thing, grihastha, he should earn his livelihood And while earning that earning income, he should not try to enjoy the result. Rather, it is imperative for a grihastha to dedicate, offer all the result of his work to the Krishna. Vasudev arpanam. And then Narada said, Sakshat upasita mahamunin. And then, next order or instruction of Devarshi Narada, upasita, a grihastha must worship, must serve Narada mahamunin. Muni we know, he said, mahamunin. A grihastha is supposed to associate, he must seek shelter of a saintly person, mahamunin. And then in association of a pure devotee or mahamunin, he must srinaman bhagavato abhikshanam avatar kathamritam. This is directly Narada says, in association of Mahamuni or Bhagavad Bhakt, a great devotee, he must hear Avatar Kathamritam. Narada just talks about the different incarnation Lord has manifested, and a grihastha is supposed to hear the activity of different incarnation in this material world. Avatar Kathamritam Abhikshanam. Abhikshanam means continuously, without any interruption, without any break, he must hear Katha. Without any break, Abhikshanam regularly means at least every single day he must associate a sadhu. And in association of sadhu, he should hear avatar katha amritam. It is considered to be like nectar, avatar katha. He should hear sardhano, with sardha. He should hear, first I think, he should again and again, very frequently, he should associate absently person, and in association of pure devotee, very frequently, or at least every day, he must hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a saintly person. With sradha. Sradha with faith. Faith means sradha se sunna chahiye. What is sradha? Here, Prabhupada explained, while you are hearing, that time you don't do any other activity. That is called sradha. While we are hearing, that time we should not hear another thing. That is sradha. Hear while hearing. This is called sradha. So a grihastha is supposed, according to the Naradji, he should hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, constantly, in association of sadhu. And when he will associate, hear Srimad Bhagavatam in this fashion, in this way, to Narada, then he should try sat sangat sanakai sangam atma jaya atmadajisu. It is imperative, our instruction of Devarshi Narada, that while he, by the sat sang, by the association of pure devotee, gradually, slowly, a grihastha should try to free himself from attachment. He should try himself to be detached completely. Detachment from his atma. Atma means body. Here, atma. He should try to detach himself. He should try to be, he should earn the freedom from attachment, attachment from the body, atma. And then, word Narada says, jaya, why? he should be free from attachment of the body, attachment of jaya, wife, and then atmaj. Atmaj means children, sons. So he should practice detachment. He should free himself from any attachment of the body, house, wife, and sons. Vimuchyet, he should try to. Naraji talks about this function. Actually, in one place in 11th canto, probably 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that bhakti paresha nubhavo virakti anyatra chaisa trikaika kala prapadya manasya thasantasu tushti pushti chudapayonu ghasa. If a person by the association of a pure devotee try to dedicate, surrender into lotus feet of Lord Krishna, when the person is in the process of surrendering, process of dedicating his activities for the service of Lord, then simultaneously three things occur in his life. Bhakti, his heart is filled with devotion. He developed devotion in the heart of, if he is in the process of dedication, in the process of surrendering to lotus feet of Lord, and paresha anubhava, and he practically experiences, realizes about absolute truth, and same time virakti anyatra, a person if he is properly associating in the pure devotee, and in association of pure devotee, if hears Srimad Bhagavatam, certainly detachment will take place in his heart. He will be free from all attachment. So Narada talks about detachment he should learn. And then Yudhishthir Maharaj was, because Narada ji giving instruction to Yudhishthir Maharaj, who was a king and emperor of Hastinapur, emperor of Indraprastha, he was a king. So he talks about a grihastha, how he should deal with his family members and also with money also. A grihastha is supposed to deal. So Narj Divyam Bhavamam Chantariksham Vittam Achyut Nirmitam. Whatever property is there in this material world, Divyam, either in the sky, in the heavenly planet, or Bhavamam, on the earthly planet, Chantariksham Vittam, everything is Achyut Nirmitam. Achyut means everything is created by Krishna. Whatever property exists here, actual proprietor is Krishna. Everything which is within this material or even spiritual world, it is property of Krishna. Everything, every single thing existing in this material world belongs to Krishna. We are not proprietor at all. Our situation is like we are akinchan. Akinchan. Akinchan means one who has no property. He doesn't claim any proprietorship in this material world. We are akinchan. So Naraji say that everything, either in this material world or the spiritual world, it is a property of Krishna. And since we are, every single living entity, or all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, son of Krishna, son of God. So they have every right to use father's property. We are son of Krishna, Krishna is proprietor, his father. So son has every single right to utilize the property of his father, Krishna. So here Narad in this verse talks about how, of course, we have right to utilize, enjoy, use the property or wealth of Krishna. How much we can enjoy? This verse talks about Yavat Vriyet Jatharam. Jathar means stomach. That much quantity is good enough to fill your stomach. Jathar. There also jathar means stomach, and in our stomach there is fire also, jatharagni, digesting fire, digestive fire. So as much you could put in your mouth, in your stomach, as much as it could extinguish that fire, that much only, not more than that. Yavat Vriyet Jatharam. Jathar, as much as it you can put, you can eat to fill up your stomach or satisfy the digestive power. You can claim proprietorship of that much only. Adhikam yobhimanyata. If someone claims proprietorship more than that, then Narada is very bluntly, very strong word, sa stena. He is a thief. Sten means thief. Adhikam. Lord has in Isopanishad, a very celebrated verse appear, Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam Yat Kinchit Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bhunjitha Ma Grida Kasya Siddhan. Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam. The whole this material creation, it is all pervaded by Krishna. Krishna is proprietor. All the property is owned by Krishna. He is proprietor. It is owned by Krishna and controlled by Krishna. Tena tyaktena. But Krishna has set a quota for every single living entity. Tena tyaktena. Tena Krishnena tyaktena. He has decided your person. He has set aside your quota. Tena tyaktena, and we have right to enjoy that. Tena tyaktena bhunjitha. You can enjoy, we can enjoy what is the set, a quota, or what is allotted for me. But if more than that, adhikam yobhimanyata, more than that, means our quota is this much. If you are desiring, or we are greedy, or we are trying to enjoy other more, certainly we should know that is not our quota, that other's property. And a thief claims proprietorship of other person's property. So Narada is a dandam arhati. He is a sten, he is a thief, and he deserves to be punished by the natural law. he deserves to be punished by law, natural law, the laws of the nature. So here we know that very strong word, precisely Narada says, Yavat Vriyet Jathara. You can claim your proprietorship. Only that much food, grains are property which could satisfy your stomach. But this thing Naradji was talking to Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was emperor. One of the richest, most prosperous kingdom he was ruling. Lot of money was there. We know in Arashwe Jag. where Yudhishthira Maharaj performing a jag, every single utensil existing in the Rajasthan is made of gold only. Not even a single utensil was used in the Rajasthan jag which was made of silver, only gold. Every single participant, when they were eating in the gold plate. And Naraji said, "Gidesh." So, accumulation is not bad at all. You can accumulate the money, but don't claim proprietorship. Here in purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about many here in India rich person, thousands of temple. They have constructed by contribution of a rich man. So, accumulating money, especially for king, it is not bad, but rather it is very much glorious. They should have riches so that they can rule the country, they can satisfy the citizen. But claiming proprietorship that this is mine, this is wrong. Adhikam yobhimanneta, one who falsely claims proprietorship of the Krishna property, he is stain. He not that you have accumulation you can do for the service of Krishna. In purport, Srila Prabhupada repeatedly talks about if you have extra money, surplus money, nothing is wrong. It is glorious. But the extra money, surplus money, you should not try to enjoy for yourself, but that should be contributed, that should be donated for the spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. So here, Yudhishthira, here talking to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, you are the king, but you should not falsely claim proprietorship. Also in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in previous verse, Srila Prabhupada had quoted a very celebrated verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Renunciation, especially false renunciation, is not always glorified. Prapanchi kataya buddhya hari sabandhi vastuna mumukshu bhi parityago vairagyam phalku kathyate. If you have some asset with you, some riches, some wealth, property, if you can use that property in the service of Krishna, and then you prapanchi buddhi, you think that this is all the material asset, this asset, riches, wealth, is useless, and he gives away. He doesn't. He can utilize in the service of Krishna, but he doesn't take opportunity to utilize that surplus money in service of Krishna. Rather, he simply renounces everything. That type of renunciation by mumukshu, anyone who desires, who wants to pursue spiritual progress in his life, that person should not renounce, should not be try to be glorious by this type of renunciation. Rather, if you have surplus money, if I have enough money, that should be used in the service of Krishna. Prapanchi kataya buddhya. Why should I accumulate money? I should be detached from everything. So that type of renunciation, phalgu vairagya, false vairagya, it is not very much recommended. So for Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he was a grihastha, every single thing in his position, Yudhishthira Narad is instructing that you should, or any grihastha should utilize in the service of Krishna. If he claims proprietorship for the bare necessities of life, that is then nothing wrong in his part. That is glorious. Because all property, everything belongs to Krishna, and we are children, we are sons of Krishna, so we have every right to utilize, enjoy the property of our father, property of Krishna. If we are that much enjoying, utilizing, nothing is wrong. It is glorious. But more than that, we should adhikam tena tyaktena bhunja ma grida kasya siddhanam. We should not be greedy to get another property of other person, but because that property, that food grain is set aside by Krishna for other living entity. So here Narad ji especially here talks about a grihastha should take shelter, lotus feet of Krishna, in association of pure devotee, Mahamunin. And as soon as he does a thing, immediately, parpadya manasya yathastanasyo tushti pushti chudapayonu ghasam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, example is given. Asnantatah, a person when he eats, in each every single bite, he feels pleasure. When we are eating, especially palatable thing, nice thing, not khichdi, but something nice, that with every bite, we feel pleasure, satisfaction, with pleasure. Tushti. And we get nourishment, and same times we get freedom from the hunger. Hunger goes away, we derive some taste, pleasure, and same time we get nourishment. Similarly, if a person is in the process of surrendering the lotus feet of Krishna, simultaneously three things occur. What is that thing? Bhakti, devotion, bhakti paresha anubhavati. He realized about absolute truth, anubhav, experience, and anyatra virakti, and he developed detachment for his body, he developed detachment for his wife, he developed detachment for his children's sons. So here basically Narad ji talking that first of all, if a grihastha should associate a pure devotee, and in association of pure devotee he should learn detachment, and this detachment gradually comes, and sometimes he will very much aware, he very much conscious, he should not claim proprietorship in this material world. Nishkinchan, everything, whatever existing in this material or spiritual world, that belongs to Krishna, and he has set aside a quota for us, and that much we should try to enjoy, utilize, not more than that. If someone tries to utilize or enjoy more than his set aside quota, he is a thief, and Nara is a dandam arhati. He deserves his responsibility for his punishment. And towards the end, Prabhupada talks about the nature of law. If you claim proprietorship, then nature punishes you. Law of nature force you to remain in the repeated cycle of birth and death, and you always experience distress in this material world. So, very simple word, yavat bhriyet jatharam, tavat sattvam hi dehinam. How much you can eat, it should be good enough to extinguish the digestive fire. Are you good enough to fill up your stomach that much? If you try to take more than that, adhikam yo bhimanneta, if you claim proprietorship more than that, then sah, he, that person, sten. Sten means thief, chore. And is it punishable crime? Simply claiming proprietorship. You are accepting something with a notion that this is my property. Adhikam yo bhi mannet. This ideology, this idea that I am proprietor, well, accumulation is with you, it is nothing wrong, because you are not supposed to claim proprietorship. If you claim proprietorship more than that, then a person, he is a thief. And this mentality, the claim of false proprietorship of the property of other person, it is punishable crime and he deserves punishment. Dandam arhati means he deserves to be punished. Okay, here I should stop if any question are coming. Here Sanskrit word Narada adhikam yo bhi manneta. You have accumulated money. Nothing is wrong if you utilize, use in the service of Krishna. More money in your bank account is nothing wrong. But if you claim proprietorship, this is my property, then this is the crime. Suppose in bank, the manager, he has a lot of money in bank, but he doesn't claim proprietorship. What is his proprietorship? Just whatever he gets towards the end of month, his salary, that is his property. So, if you have a lot of money, it is not crime at all. The ideology, the false claim that you are proprietor, this is wrong. And for this, you will be punishable. Otherwise, Yudhishthira Maharaj had a lot of money in his wealth, but he was not claiming proprietorship. He was thinking, Isha Vashyam Idam Sarvam, everything in my possession, this belongs to Krishna, and it must be used in the service of Krishna. Then, nothing wrong with you. Ideology, manyata, claiming proprietorship, it is wrong. Okay, anything? Okay, first one. Where is the, how we can know the, what is my quota, what is the, my neighbor quota? So here Naraji talked about yavat bhriyet jatharam. That much you can claim proprietor, which is good enough to extinguish your digestive fire.
I means bare necessity. If you are reaching, there is nothing wrong. Bare necessity, that javat bhriyat. Even you can take more chapati, even the hotel chapati, you can take more than that. Not that Rasgulla, what even the your hotel chapati, that even that much you can take more than that. So here, extender it, javat bhriyet jatharam. Jathar, jathar means ar jatharagni, pet. As much as it is good enough to fill your stomach. Bas, full stomach. No, they have, keeping money is nothing wrong. In the bank, lot of money is there with bank manager. Nothing is wrong, not that he will be punished. How come that in your bank accounts, in your bank, so much money is there? No. As soon as he will take money, apart from his salary, then he will be punishable. Punishment. Money is there, but he doesn't claim proprietorship. When he will claim proprietorship, no. In my branch, this much money is there, and I am proprietor. Certainly, he will be behind bar immediately. As soon as Modi will know that this manager is claiming proprietorship and manipulating money to put in his pocket, he will be behind. But so first Vishal Prabhu, he wants to please give him chance. Of course you are too far to reach the microphone, so you have to be little louder, because it could not reach to you. Sound system could not reach to you. Either come near or be louder enough. Here in the previous verses, Narad here talks about the, of course, the verse itself talks about Gyataya pitara putra bhratara surdopare yad badanti yadikshanti chanu modeta nirman. He should always be very much in agreement with wife and children. What they are telling, okay, always agree, okay, fine, nice, good. But from within, he should be very much indifferent about the activity. And since the question was from Yudhishthira Maharaj, previous chapters talks about highest perfectional stage available for a saintly person. So Narad, he here, Yudhishthira Maharaj, how a grihastha can get the highest perfectional stage possible in this material world? So for that reason, grihastha life, so compromise you have, go ahead, some get some benefit, but really you want highest spiritual progress, perfectional, highest perfectional stage. If you want to reach that stage, so certainly attachment for body, attachment for wife, attachment for children, attachment for wealth, at least it is not conducive. It is not very much helpful. Okay, I can maintain some attachment. Other, so a grihastha, in that sense, here in the, of course, Prabhupada talks about jaya, atma, body, wife, and children. Complete detachment we have to learn, we should learn in association of pure devotees. That is also good, nice. There should not be quarrel, disagreement in the family. Smooth functioning should be there. For that reason, good relation, that is okay. But from within, it is imperative to develop detachment, freedom from attachment, from all these assets. However, I agree with you.
I'm asking this question because some of my friends, they asked me, and I preached some in Krishna consciousness to them. As you told that, Achyut is the proper idea of everything. And he says in Bhagavad Gita also, Hamsava Sepagolanta, Paradharananya, Sonamdev, they say this fact. But some people, they asked me, what is the destination of other people who do not follow Krishna, who belongs to other religions, like Mohammedans, Christians, people like living in Europe. So sometimes they ask like that. If they will not get the supreme destination unless they come under the shadow of Krishna, what is their destination? Who follows other religions? Unless they become Krishna consciousness, they will not get supreme destination.
Here, in Vedic system, a certain system is described. So we are, I personally am limited for that process. About other process, I don't know, I am not aware at all how they proceed. But in the Vedic system, some certain rules and regulations, some certain, so that much, actually I am not aware, or basically I don't know how their process, their how they progress. But in theoretically, it Prabhupada mentioned that if they are following their own prescribed system, following honestly, certainly they will also get elevation, they will be a perfection. But I am not sure how their process is existing. Okay, thank you.
The quota we are talking about, everyone is given a quota in life. And Sri Shamanachas explains that second verse. And one man may be given $1 million, another man is given just basic necessities to live. But the point is that how one utilizes that quota, if they utilize it simply for aggrandizement of the senses, then this is wrong. If they use it just as the cobbler did by giving prices to make the leaf cups, then that's wonderful. But something that we should all remember is that everybody's quota will be taken away terminating at the time of death, so we should be sliding through the power.
Well, it will take another better to before you is that.
Yes.
That intelligent.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. So okay, here I should. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.